This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And this is hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, the Buildproof project impressed me, let me tell you. Building that was quite the eye-opener. Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. So it's Wednesday, and we started this, and this is really turning into something I'm really enjoying. So joining me yet again is activist, writer, and instructor, Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Always a pleasure to be here.
Yes, sir. Now you have written something recently that has become one of our main things that we talk about, and it has to do with bear attacks. And you actually looked at a study or did a study on this. Tell me about this.
Well, it started last year, or a little before last year, but last year we had collected 37 incidents where pistols were used to defend against bears. And this all started several months before that, when I was on an internet forum and somebody said, pistols are no use against bears. There's been all kinds of incidents where people have been badly mauled by bears, even after they used a Magnum caliber pistol. So I said, well, show me those incidents, because I haven't seen them. I hear rumors about them all the time. There's all kinds of mythology about pistols being ineffective against bears, but let's see the actual incident. And they couldn't find any. So we started looking. By January of last year, January 2018, we found 37 cases, and there was only one failure of those 37 cases. Well, that's 97% effective rate. That's very high. So we continued to collect cases, and the article I just published a couple of days ago on Ammoland, we had collected 63 cases. Now, that's starting to be a significant number. 63 cases where people used pistols and only pistols as a defense against bears, and we only found 3 failures. And that is over 95% effective still. So even though we've increased the numbers from 37 cases to 63 cases, and we included every case we could find that involved a pistol actually being fired as a defense against bears, it's still 95% effectiveness. And all kinds of different calibers. Everything from a 22 rimfire on up to 460 Smith & Wesson Magnum. So it showed that pistols can be a very effective tool in defending yourself against the bear.
What would be the motivation to get out there and say, guns aren't good, handguns don't work against bears? Why would somebody get out there and want to discourage people to take something to defend themselves?
Seeing the studies, and I don't want to put words in other people's mouths, but it's pretty clear to me that a lot of motivation for people who want to believe that things such as bear spray are more effective than gun is because they don't want bears killed. Now, the problem is we've got plenty of bears, especially black bears. And if a black bear is threatening human life, if it's aggressively posturing or coming close to humans and is acclimated to humans, it is a threat. And it should be put down. If you just spray it with pepper spray, you're not preventing it from attacking another human. So the idea that it's a bonus to not kill bears because you sprayed them with pepper spray, I think is an actual detriment. The advantage of pistols or firearms is that the bear dies and it's not going to attack somebody else or come back and attack you again, which has happened a number of times with bear spray. You generally don't see it when the bears are shot. They usually go off and leave the area or die.
Right. So is it out of some notion that they have to protect the bears from
It was originally my guess, my speculation, is that because grizzly bears were protected, and I think people were very worried that too many bears would be shot in self-defense, and that you wouldn't have enough bears to repopulate. But that isn't the case. Even with bears being shot in defensive situations, the numbers shot defensively are such a small amount that it doesn't really affect the population of either black bears or grizzly bears. The numbers shot defensively are just a tiny percentage of those which are shot while hunting. And I would think that a defensive use is a more legitimate reason to shoot a bear than hunting one, though both, of course, are perfectly legitimate. So we're not threatening bear populations
right,
by shooting bears in self-defense. What we are doing is preventing other attacks on humans or on the person who shot them the first time.
Right. You also broke it down by caliber.
And it's a fascinating thing because you just have this mythology that's starting to go away. I see more and more people are reading the research and saying, oh, well, the numbers show that shooting a bear with a pistol usually stops it. Maybe it's not such a stupid idea to have a pistol to defend against bears.
Maybe not, yeah. You found 5 instances where 22s stopped bears.
Yes. Now, well, that's not quite right. We found 5 instances where 22s were used to defend against bears.
Okay.
But one of those was one of the 3 failures. And that was by a couple of tourists in 1996 up in Svalbard Island. It's way far north of the Arctic Circle in Norway. And it just crawls with polar bears. And these 2 tourists were up there in 1996. They got attacked by a male polar bear. They used the .22 to try to defend themselves, but it wasn't effective. One of the tourists was killed, and the other was badly injured. So that counted as a failure of a pistol in defending against bears. But we have 5 cases where .22s were used against black bears, and all of them were successful.
Yeah.
Excuse me, 4 cases. Only 5 cases altogether. 4 against black bears, 1 against the grizzly. And grizzlies have been killed by .22s, by people using .22s, I should say. So it's not like you can't kill a grizzly with a .22. It's just that you have to be a lot more careful where you place the shot. And even if you hit them well, it may, in the heart, lungs area, it may take a while for the .22 to kill them.
Yeah.
Where if you hit them with a .338 or a .375 H&H Magnum or a 460 Smith & Wesson Magnum or a 500 Smith & Wesson Magnum, it might incapacitate them a bit faster.
Let me get you a hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Everybody needs to go check out this article just because of the video that's there when they engaged a bear with a 9mm. Dean, you can find his stuff at gunwatch.com, blogspot.gunwatch.com, and at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
From
over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt about it. Whether you, I have one now made entirely, with the exception of the buttstock and the pistol grip, of AR-500 armor parts. It is well worth your time, trust me. Check them out, Arrow Precision, gosh, I got it wrong, arrowprecisionusa.com, check them out. Talking to Dean Weingarten and about what he's been up to. Now, you did a sort of a deconstruction, a forensic look at this New Zealand, and I'm going to call him a terrorist because he had a whole lot of political achievement he was hoping to get out of this, which, what does this say about all these lawmakers that are getting out there where he's saying, well, I was hoping to cause more gun control, where they're saying, we're going to have more gun control. What does that say about them?
Well, it says that he has successfully manipulated them into doing what he wanted done. I read the manifesto, and it isn't particularly pretty, but I don't think that the fellow is crazy. He just has a philosophy rather similar to many of the leftists in the United States. He espouses a sort of tribal policy of identity politics. It's just that the identity politics that he espouses are in favor of white males, whereas most of the identity politics in the United States are against white males.
Right.
So, but what he specifically says in his manifesto is that he wanted to spark more gun control in the United States, in hopes that it'll lead to balkanization of the United States, especially along racial lines. I don't think that's going to happen, but a lot of people in the United States have been speculating about a potential civil war, and one of the triggers they speculate about is if gun control in the United States is pushed so hard that the people who own guns, Second Amendment supporters, feel their backs are against the wall, and they start striking back at those who are pushing the unconstitutional infringements on the Second Amendment. And he specifically pushed, he said that was one of his goals of this terrorist attack in New Zealand. And he said that he specifically chose firearms and semi-automatic firearms in order to aid that goal.
Right.
He lists many other methods he could have used, but says, no, I'm going to use firearms because I want this to spark gun control in the U.S., leading to a civil war, or balkanization, as he says it anyway.
Isn't it interesting? Now, normally, with a terrorist attack, now this is I consider him a terrorist, and at the same time, he's doing something in a way that they don't normally do. Because normally, if he wanted to cause an effect in America, he would wage his attack in America, right?
Well, not necessarily. We've seen a lot of terrorist attacks, for example, in the Middle East and in Europe, where they say that the U.S. is the great Satan. But if they can't reach the great Satan, they will go after it elsewhere. So
right.
It's not entirely unusual that a terrorist would attack a target outside the United States while trying to affect the United States. And this fellow is clearly a political terrorist. That's exactly what he is. He says he is. His action indicates that's what he is. And clearly that's what he is. He's just on the other side of what most political terrorists have been. But he's using terroristic actions that leftists have used for decades. And I would say this guy seems to me a leftist. He's just an ethno-leftist where he's the people that he supports are white people instead of black people or any others. So it's the same thing. It's just a different race that he's using.
One of the things you point out is that he had studied our media to see what he thought would be the best.
Oh, he did. It's clear that he studied the media because he understood what they're pushing. And he structured this attack to have the media do his bidding, which is to promote, as I said, one of the things he wanted was to promote gun control in the U.S. And he also expected it to promote gun control in New Zealand, and that seems to be being played out right away with the New Zealand Prime Minister saying they're going to have more gun control, they're going to outlaw semi-automatics, whatever. It's not clear to me that that actually will happen in New Zealand in the way the Prime Minister is saying it will,
right?
Because New Zealand is a really partisan country. I mean, they vacillate between having essentially libertarians in power and having far leftists in power. And currently the far leftists are in power, but that could change. And that's one of the reasons why the Prime Minister wants to get all these gun controls passed very, very quickly
now,
before the emotion dies down,
right,
and cooler
right.
heads prevail.
Right. this guy.
So we see the same thing in the U.S. Pass this now, quick, before anybody thinks about it.
Yeah. We don't know how he got his semi-automatic weapon, right?
We don't. I've read some things claiming that he had them legally, which is possible. New Zealand has very strict laws regarding guns. You have to pass a lot of background checks and other checks before you get a license to have any kind of gun.
Right.
But those guns are not registered. But my understanding of New Zealand law is that you must pass many more checks, and you have to register semi-automatic rifles and pistols. So he would have to pass those checks to get the guns legally. Now, a point that I have not completely researched, but I know that there is.
Well, before you go into that, we're coming up on the break. Let me get you to hold right there. I want to hear the rest of this, because this is a fascinating dynamic that has been introduced in a way that I'm just still trying to drink it in. Dean, you can find Dean's stuff at blogspot.gunwatch.com. You can also find it at ammoland.com. And there you will find a repository of about 2,500 articles just like this, where he's going from bear attacks to opinion pieces to editorials to forensic deconstruction. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump in Lima, Ohio, touting the economy.
More Americans are working today than ever before in the history of our country. Almost 160 million people. More than ever before, by far. And if you look at African American, you've heard me say this many times, African American employment is at an all-time low unemployment. Asian American unemployment is at an all-time low. Hispanic unemployment, an all-time low.
Much of Nebraska is still under a state of emergency as deadly flooding has crippled the region. So far, three people have died from the flooding. Crystal Schnackenberg tells Fox News just how quickly the flood approached her property.
Approximately 7 hours, it went from nothing to all of our houses were underwater.
Vice President Mike Pence toured the area's hardest hit on Tuesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. If it seems like I'm sort of, scatterbrained here over the next little bit, it's probably because I'm sort of dehydrated right now anyway. But, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. My guest is Dean Weingarten. We're talking about this New Zealand rampage killer and his trying to suss out his motivations and everything. And you were about to get to a point there, so let me let you go ahead and start that all over again.
Well, I think it's pretty clear that this guy is not just an ordinary rampage killer. I mean, there are a fair number of those, but we also have a lot of political terrorists. And I don't consider a political terrorist to be the same as a rampage killer. And I think this guy was clearly a political terrorist. Now, as to his ability to get guns in New Zealand, he was a member of one of New Zealand's many gun clubs. And generally, most of the privileges extended to residents of Australia or New Zealand are extended to the other country as well. They're not everything, and not certainly, but I'm pretty sure that if you can legally buy guns in Australia, you can legally buy guns in New Zealand. And that's what it appears this fellow did. I read somewhere, but have not verified, that of the last 3 years, he only spent 45 days in Australia. And it appears most of the last 2 years he was in New Zealand. He, in his manifesto, he claimed that he had been preparing for this attack for 2 years. Now, part of the problem with terrorists, or political terrorists in general, is you don't know how much you can believe about what they say. They're trying to affect political change. They certainly don't, if they're not worried about murdering dozens of people, they're certainly not worried about lying. So we don't know if everything on his manifesto that he claims to be true actually is true. I suspect a good deal of it is not true. But his stated goals are probably true. Most political terrorists want to be very clear about what they are trying to accomplish. Most of the Muslim terrorists are trying to institute the conquest of the West by Muslims, and they want Sharia law all over the world. Now, in their vision, they're defending Muslims from the West by hijacking airliners and flying them into skyscrapers in New York. I mean, that may seem weird to us, but to them, it makes sense. Similarly, this person in New Zealand said he's defending the West from Muslims, and he claimed that the attack in Australia was in retaliation for Muslim terrorism in Europe, particularly in Europe, but I'm sure everywhere.
So, I don't know that much about
his motivation to be.
Yeah. I don't know that much about him. I've actually, just looking at this article that you wrote, I'm learning more about him as we go. So this guy was an Aussie and not a Kiwi.
Yes. Yeah, he's an Australian citizen. And we don't know where he came up with his money, for example. I think that will probably come out eventually. But the only occupation he lists is personal trainer. But he's traveled extensively all over the world, extensively in Europe. I've heard he spent time in the Middle East, in Pakistan. Some claim that he spent at least a small amount of time in North Korea. So he he's had to have money to do all these travels. I didn't know that being a personal trainer paid so well. My suspicion is that there may be the personal trainer bit was a cover for other activities he might be doing. Of course, I don't know that. That's strictly a suspicion, and we'll see as time progresses. But it wouldn't surprise me if he was involved in some other illegal activities, because he seemed to live a pretty good lifestyle for just a personal trainer.
Yeah. Well, besides the fact that he wrote a manifesto, and we don't have this in the case of this other guy, does all of this, some of the mystery and all the other stuff that's associated with this, does this remind you of Paddock from Las Vegas?
No, not at all.
Really? Okay.
In Paddock's case, there's no manifesto. There doesn't seem to be any political motivation, at least not that you can easily discern. And Paddock remains a cipher. We haven't figured him out, at least I haven't. I don't know why. He fits much more closely, in my opinion, a rampage killer that's just out to get fame, that he just wants to be immortalized in memory as somebody who killed a lot of people. But the guy in New Zealand is very clearly political. He states it, what he did, everything fits as him being a political animal. It's very interesting that the person he says he got most of his inspiration from was the Norwegian terrorist who killed a bunch of the far-left children of the far-left political class at a summer camp that they were at. He killed I think it was 66 children.
Talking about Breivik.
At that camp. And then there were another 8 or 9 that were killed in a bombing that he did just prior to that as a diversion. So his name, I don't like to state the names of these either terrorists or rampage.
I'm glad you said that, but I've got a question about that when we get back. I'm glad you said that because I was just talking about that just a little while ago.
And that's what that fellow in Norway is, who he claims he got his inspiration from, and what he did fits in very well with what the goals of the Norwegian terrorists were.
Right. Well.
So
that whole thing, there's just some parts of mystery. That reminds me of Paddock. Like with Paddock, in Paddock's case, for example, the ATF never tested. They never got the guns and test fired the gun. Yes, and so we don't even
you have this major crime, one of the largest mass killings in U.S. history, and they never test the guns. I guess because they assumed they knew exactly what happened. So,
yeah, but what if it was one of the questions that some of these people have in this bump fire lawsuit that's going on? What if he had altered the guns to be fully automatic and just had the bump fire stocks on them? And that's a big unknown. Right?
Sure anybody ever looked?
Nobody looked. Nobody tested them. There's no nothing about that. But hey, that's just part of the stuff we try to wrestle with. Coming up on the next break. And Dean, you can find Dean's stuff at blogspot.gunwatch.com. And also as a featured writer at ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armored Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, Aero Precision. USA.com. I am talking to Dean Weingarten. And first of all, Dean, I want you to know that I respect your opinion in all things, and that's why I'm asking you this next question. Now, I talked about this before you came on. Huh? So what?
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I talked about this in the last hour, and do you remember the Long Island subway shooter?
Yes, I do.
Now, this is, I think I was in the route business back then. I wasn't an activist. I didn't have a radio show. I owned guns, but, I just sort of looked at this sort of curiously. Every time they talked about this when this was on TV being reported in the news, they showed a picture of the Ruger P-89. And I didn't know what Colin looked like until they decided to let him represent himself in court, which was quite laughable if it hadn't been such a murderous rampage that he went on. And since that time, I've come to understand that the media is going to focus on the gun.
Exactly.
Yeah. So my question is, are we doing ourselves a disservice when we get out there, like most of these rampage killers, like I can look back in time at some of these more famous killers, like, say, the Zodiac Killer. Now, that guy really wanted to be in the news. There was no social media, so he was leaving letters and recordings and all this other stuff trying to get publicity. Charles Manson Charles Manson used to give all kinds of interviews after he got caught, but Charles Manson, I think he committed a few murders prior to Tate LoBianca. But he didn't kill any of those
yes,
people.
Yes, I believe so.
Yeah, so, I mean, so those people who I've seen that are real publicity glory hounds, was it important for us to look at these people and realize that there are some sick people out there and thank goodness that they got caught? And when we're looking at these guys that commit these rampage killings, are we sort of hurting our own cause by getting out there and refusing to give them credit for the crime, for the atrocity they've committed? So this just adds another thing to where they can just concentrate on the gun.
Well, I think that it's worthwhile to look at them and their motivations. This person particularly said that he would have been able to commit the attack with a number of different methods other than guns.
Right.
Guns are just a method to them. And when the 911 attackers attacked the Twin Towers in New York, they didn't use guns.
No.
They used airplanes. And they killed
cutters.
A lot more people than have ever been killed in one attack with guns.
Yeah.
And there are several other methods that can be used. In this particular attack in New Zealand, he says he used guns especially because he wanted to promote gun control as a way of fracturing American society. I don't like to give the names of the people out there because some people want that fame so much that they will commit horrific crimes just to get the fame without any political motivation whatsoever.
Right.
But there does seem to be a subcurrent where many of these killers tend to be leftist and they tend to want tighter control over society and they want greater gun control. Let's see, the school shooting that happened in Colorado, one of the early ones, and very famous. I can't think of the school's name right now. But in that, the two people who committed the murders, one of them specifically said he was a proponent of gun control. He didn't say the attack was designed to promote gun control.
Right.
But he believed there should be more gun control in the United States.
Sure.
And it's a fairly common belief structure in these terrorists or mass shooters of any kind.
So
you can kind of understand it.
Right. So when we're looking at the ones...
If they can't control themselves, they're certainly not thinking other people can control themselves.
No. So with the rampage killings we've seen since 1999, of the killers out there, which ones... Well, like when I look at Tucson, that guy clearly has some mental health issues.
No question.
I don't know how much, and in, you know, mental health issues with some of these guys that have like for example, a serial killer, they're operating based upon a fantasy and the thing they're trying to do and a vision they're trying to complete and everything. And I kind of almost think he was that way, but he used a gun.
Maybe.
Yeah. So when we're looking at this, you don't think there's no educational value to looking at each one of these individuals as they are, who they are, and figuring out their motivation and what led them to it because...
Well, I think there is some in that we might be able to do a little profiling.
Right.
People who do rampage killings, while we can't predict them accurately, we can see a few things that are... somewhat indicators.
Right.
If they're very socially isolated, it's more likely. Most of them have got some kind of mental problem. It may not be a problem that you could put them in, isolate them from society for, but
sure.
Many of them have some sort of mental problem. It's just that we can't predict who will have it and who won't.
Right.
So it's not a good idea to just say everybody who has some sort of mental problem, which may be over half the population in the U.S. by the way they diagnose things. I mean, you know, we're saying that there are many people on the left that are saying that if you're white, you're racist by definition. You can't help yourself. How far are we off from saying that if you're a gun owner, you've got mental problems just by definition? So
I guess
we have to be careful
now
calling for gun control based on mental problems.
Yes. Now, what do you think about the ones that kill themselves or die? Like, you know.
Well, they clearly have. I think there's no question. They're not. If they were political terrorists, that wouldn't be a primary concern. They would want to be using the publicity afterwards to promote their politics. Now, you can make an exception in the case of the Muslim terrorist who hit the Twin Towers.
Right.
They were all going to die, and most of them probably knew that. But it wasn't a suicide. If they could have survived the crash, they would probably have loved to do so.
I'm sure.
The suicide was a side effect of their mission, as it were. Whereas a lot of the rampage killers plan to kill themselves and often do kill themselves when they realize their attack is ending.
I guess my question is just, you know, when we're sitting here and we're trying to not let them capitalize on their need for infamy, if they're dead, how much, you know,
now,
by getting out here and having
not this particular terrorist in New Zealand said he doesn't care if he's famous or
not. Right,
but
he did.
But how do you believe him or not? I don't know.
I don't know. But, I mean, the thing I'm just looking at... They concentrate on the gun anyway, and I think we need to start pounding on that there's villains out there, and villains are very hard to stop unless you can fight them back, and we're about to run out of time. But that would be quite interesting to see you examine that in print. Just an idea, if you would. For those of you who like all of Dean's stuff in print, you can find it at blogspot.gunwatch.com or at amoland.com. There's 2,500 articles out there waiting for you to go find them. I will talk to you on Friday, sir.
Very good. I'm looking forward to it.
Very good. We'll be back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.